Welcome to Whose Or Is This with Anthony Waite, a show designed to help leaders and high achievers increase their influence and impact by becoming intentional with how they show up in the world. If the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Here is your host, Anthony Waite.
Welcome to the show. Anthony Waite here. And if this is your first time, welcome to Whose Or Is This? Whose Or Is This is a concept that was taken from the proverb, if the wind does not favor, take to the oars. Now, what does this mean? Life will never give you what you want, but it'll always give you what you need. And what I mean is that the content of your life right now is the curriculum for your development. Many people come to me and they say, well, you know, how do I get motivated, or how do I, you know, get out of my current circumstance? How do I shift my mindset to start believing in myself? Look around you. Where you are right now is a culmination of your belief system, your thought process, your mindset. And if it's not what you want, look at the results that you have and then reverse engineer it to what it is that you want. Look at what you do desire and say, there's where I want to go, and this is where I am. How do I get to where I want to go? By reverse engineering and really reflecting on how did I get to where I am right now? Because while most people will blame others for their current circumstance, the truth is that it might not have been your fault, but it's always your responsibility. So Whose Or Is This is a concept that says, no matter how shitty my situation is, I understand that I am responsible for changing the result. No longer can I go through life playing this victim mentality. No longer can I go through life wishing, wanting, or hoping for something, because those aren't strategies to fix anything. And so today what I want to uncover for you, or to help you see, is this process that goes to building a lifestyle that you are proud of, that can increase your influence, your impact, and who knows, maybe even your income. Now, we all have goals. We all have aspirations, inspirations. If you're listening to this, hopefully you want to do better. But there's a process involved. Understand this. Success is sequential, not simultaneous. Now, what does that mean? There are steps involved to get to where you want to go. There is no such thing as overnight success. There is no such thing as, you know, investing $10,000 and becoming a millionaire. I don't care how you swing it or who's trying to sell you it. It's not, it just doesn't work that way. There are steps involved to getting to where you want to go. And in the game of life, you can't take the elevator. You must take the stairs. And this means that you must be willing to take the steps that are necessary for you to get to where you want to go. Now, what does that look like? Well, we all have a desire to be, do, and have more, right? And this desire sparks in us an emotion. Now, we are driven by emotions, okay? When something happens to us, good, bad, sad, mad, glad, happy, whatever the case may be, we are driven and we act based on certain emotions. Most of us, the majority of us, act on negative emotions. That's what it takes to get us going. I want you to start looking at your life and thinking about the positive emotions and how you can act on the positive belief, the positive thought. The problem with this is that most of us do have positive belief systems. We have ideas and inspirations that are greater than our current circumstance. But somewhere inside of us, we lack the belief because of something that happened in the past. And it leads us to believe that we're not worthy, we're not deserving, that we don't have what it takes, and that if we fail, then we're going to lose. Here's what I'll tell you. If you have a desire to be, do, and have more, you need to start surrounding yourself with people who believe the same as you, who believe in you, who will lift you up and not tear you down. They're not the naysayers that'll tell you, you know, who do you think you are, or how are you going to do that? You got to surround yourself with people who will say, yeah, I absolutely believe that you can. And so this desire, whatever it is, to lose weight, to start feeling great, to change your mindset, to have better relationships or a healthier lifestyle, or, you know, maybe it's to create something that's going to impact others. Whatever that desire you have right now, it must take on the form of discipline. Now, how do we go from desire to discipline? From desire to discipline means that you're going to take action regardless of how you feel. In the beginning, you got to take away the emotion, because guess what? Losing weight's not going to feel good. Quitting drinking is not going to feel good. Starting something that's going to make an impact is not going to feel good in the beginning, because it's hard. And this is where most people quit. So before we go forward, I want to share with you kind of this process, and then we'll break it down. It goes desire, then discipline, then habit, and then lifestyle. Okay. And this process that goes through there, I would add just one more, just because I'm not using notes on this show, but just something came to mind. In Elite 360 Academy, we talk about this, but we go from desire to design. So once you have a desire, you create the discipline, you cultivate the habits, then you're living a lifestyle. You live a life by design, meaning you no longer are bound by the circumstances. You don't let people, what people say or do, change how you show up. Okay. That's a life by design. The opposite of that is by default. You fall back to default settings that may have served you one point in time, but it doesn't serve you anymore. And so I would even put this even further to say default, living life by default. Then you have a desire. Then you have discipline. Then you create the habits. And then it becomes a lifestyle, and then a life by design. Okay. So here we are with a desire, and we're trying to be disciplined. Number one, you got to cut the emotion out of this. You got to say, I'm going to do this regardless of how I feel. You give yourself a command and you follow through with it. Now, this is hard because we can tell people what to do all day long. And many of you do. But when's the last time you told yourself something and then followed through with it? Kept the promises to yourself. You see, it's easy to tell our kids or our spouse or people that we lead what to do. It's another thing to tell ourselves that we're going to do something and then follow through regardless what happens in life, right? Because it's the diet that you're going to start, but then guess what? You're at work for 16 hours. McDonald's is right down the road. The French fries smell good. And all of a sudden you're eating a Big Mac and fries. You just lied to yourself. It's easy whenever we take away the emotion and say, you know what? I told myself that I'm going to eat healthy today. I meal prepped. I'm ready for whatever may come my way. I'm going to navigate this thing based off of discipline, not feelings. Okay, so you have to take the feelings out of it. Number two, to go from desire to discipline, you got to have a plan. You got to prepare, and you got to project any obstacles that may come in the way. So plan, prepare, and project. Okay, plan the night before, right? Everything that you're going to do today should have been planned out yesterday. In fact, every Sunday, I sit down and I plan the week. I have a snapshot of what the week looks like in my personal life and my professional life. I know that, you know, I have 1 hour of studying with my kids for homework Monday through Friday, baseball games on Saturday that I coach. Those are non-negotiables for me. At work, I have meetings every certain days. I have meetings with my teams for different areas that I run. And those are non-negotiables. Once I plug all that in, the rest of it falls into place. But if you miss out on those big rocks, guess what? Your time gets wasted by all these little bitty pebbles. All right, it's that little pebble in your shoe that you keep stepping on over and over again. And eventually you get a blister. Same thing goes in life. You keep saying yes to all the little small things, little nagging things. Hey, you got a minute? Hey, do you have a minute? And then all of a sudden, you don't have any time left for yourself. And then the gym, right? I go to the gym every single day. I'm training for a half Ironman. It's easy to say I don't have time. If you look at my calendar, how do you do it? Easy. I plan, I prepare, and I project. So then you prepare, then you project any problems that could be happening. So if I'm supposed to be, you know, training and running or swimming that day at lunch, and I know I have a meeting at 11:30, then I'll say, okay, I'm going to go early in the morning. I'm going to swim at 5 o'clock in the morning, or I'm going to go for a run. Be willing to switch it out and be rigid. You know, you don't have to be rigid. Don't be so rigid, but be able to swap it out and have a plan. And when you prepare and you project, then you're able to go back and adjust fire as needed. So that's how you go from desire to discipline. Okay, so discipline to habit. Now, discipline is one thing. Habits are totally different. Many people get these mixed up and think they're the same. Discipline is what forges habits. right? A habit is something that you do over and over and over again. Habits can be good, they can be bad. Contrary to popular belief, many people have habits. Everybody has habits, but some are good and some are bad. Some serve you and some stop you. Now, discipline allows you to get the repetitions to cultivate the habits. Okay? Discipline allows you to be consistent, and consistency breeds confidence. Okay? You will never get a result until you put in the reps. Repetitions equal results. Somebody who constantly sits on their ass and watches Netflix every day when they come home from work, eats a tub of ice cream, they're putting in the reps. They're not going to like the results, but they're doing the reps. Conversely, the same person who comes home, spends time with their kids, puts their shoes on and goes run 1 mile a day, they're putting in the reps. That result is going to be losing weight, feeling great, having a healthy life. And so remember this, it's not the one and done thing, right? It's not the overnight success. One meal didn't make you fat, just like one good meal is not going to make you healthy. It wasn't the one drink that you had, it's the multiple drinks over time that caused the problem. It wasn't the one argument that ruined your marriage, it was the continual arguments and miscommunication. And so you have to understand it. It is the repetitions that get the results. And discipline allows you to put in the reps. Wherever you're in your life, you're trying to create these habits, understand this, that if you're not putting in the reps, they will never become a habit. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing every single day on a tactical level, right? You can have big goals, big dreams. They can be 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, I don't care. But they have to be reverse engineered to daily tactics that build proof. Because remember this, belief drives behavior. And in order to change a belief, you have to have proof that it's possible in your life. Many people don't have, you know, a good belief system because there's no proof in their life. They don't have no proof that they can be wealthy. They have no proof that they can have a healthy marriage. They have no proof that they can be healthy with their eating habits because they look in the fridge and all they see are snacks. It's the little bitty things that compound into the big movements. And everything that you do or that you want has to be broken down in order for you to do it daily. Because it's the repetitions that remind us of who we're becoming. And so you build proof that drives your belief drives your behavior. One of the exercises that I do when I speak to audiences, I'll have somebody from, let's say, a different country, sing your ABCs. And they'll say, A, B, C, D, E, F, they'll sing it. Then I'll have another person who's maybe from the US and I'll say, go ahead and sing your ABCs. And they'll say, A, B, C, D. Now, isn't it interesting how we're from different countries, but yet you're saying the same song in the same rhythm, the same tune? Why is that? Because it's patterns of repetition. They've been taught that over and over and over and over again. And that's their default. You see, many of us have patterns of repetition from our default settings that are screwing us over. Addictions, habits that no longer serve us. I want you to start switching those and changing that default setting by putting in healthy habits, healthy repetition, healthy discipline, healthy things that are going to prove to you that you are changing who you're becoming. And only when you do that do you create the habits. The habits over time create a lifestyle. Like, for example, I don't have to tell myself that I'm going to work out today. It's my lifestyle. Like, if I don't work out, something's missing in my life. Even if there's an off day, right? I'm supposed to take a day off. I'll do yoga. I'll go for a walk. I'll get moving because it's my life. It's a lifestyle. And it's part of my self-image. And so you have to be disciplined enough to create a habit that cultivates the self-image that I am this person. This is who I am. It's not, you know, who you are that stops most people. It's who you think you're not. I'm not a runner. I'm not a healthy person. No. You change your self-identity by the habits that you are living out. And then that habit becomes a lifestyle. That lifestyle becomes a new self-image, a new default setting. And then once you build confidence in the area that you're building habits, then you're able to live a life by design. You're able to go and say yes to things that align with who you are. And you say no to the things that aren't in alignment with who you are. But if you don't know who you are, you don't know who you're becoming, you have no aim or goal in life, then you're going to fall for everything. And you're just going to go and follow the masses. And that's okay. But remember, following the masses, sometimes the M is silent. And you have to be mindful of who you surround yourself with. People that are doing what you want to do. That's the fastest way to get to where you want to go. Find people who are doing what you want to do and then ask them for help. Model and then modify. And so this process, desire, discipline, habit, lifestyle, and then design. And the beginning of that is default setting. So we all start from the default. What we were given, you know, as a young kid, that kind of, if we don't take control of that and become aware of it, it will run how we show up as an adult. And most people, unfortunately, are still living that youth, that young little kid that was broken or that was struggling, that has no confidence. They relive that over and over again. Just because you have a birthday doesn't mean that you grow up. It takes awareness. It takes mindset. It takes work to really sit down and say, okay, how do I change from the inside out? In this process that I just shared with you, desire, discipline, habit, lifestyle, design, this is one way that I have been able to help myself and help other people do the same. It wasn't easy. It's easy to look at where I'm at today and say, oh, well, you know, easy for Anthony to say, but it wasn't easy going from where I was to where I'm at today. There was a process involved and it wasn't no overnight success. This is, you know, 20 years in the making and I'm still in process. I'm still in progress. I'm still chasing this progress. I'm still growing every single day. And the same goes for you. Unfortunately, many people get comfortable in their current situation and circumstance and they stop growing and they wonder why things get hard. They are faced with a new obstacle and they don't know how to overcome it. And it ruins their life. But this continuous awareness of who I'm becoming, what are my core values, what do I believe in, as that grows, so does your life, so do you, so does your ability to say no to things that do not serve you. And when this happens, you take control of your life and you recognize that I am no longer bound by external circumstances or situations. I control them by who I'm becoming. My internal state is not influenced by the external. And that's a powerful place to be. So with that said, I hope this served you. I hope this gave you some ideas on looking at some areas of your life and asking yourself, how do I have cultivate this desire to create the discipline to drive the new habit so that I can live a life and have a lifestyle that I am proud of? I'll see you on the next show.
Hey guys, thank you for stopping by today. As always, if you found value in the episode, please share it with somebody. And as always, we'd appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. If you're looking to apply these principles and practices further in your life, then I encourage you to join a group of like-minded individuals in the Lead 360 Facebook group. The link is in the show notes below. As always, remember, live, learn, and lead.